We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to get the wisdom of one Solomon Wilcots. He has watched the film. He has crunched the tape. He is going to help us break down this Steelers-Cardinals matchup on Sunday in the desert. Solomon, is the Cardinals' defense as bad as I've been told? I've heard it's the worst defense in the NFL. Can you confirm that for me?
Yeah, other than the fact that they don't cover very well, they don't rush the passer very well, they don't keep you out of the end zone very well, and they have a tough time getting off the field on third down. Other than that, they're okay.
Solomon, how is it that a team with Patrick Peterson and Chandler Jones, and in Jones, I think maybe the most underrated pure pass rusher in football, how do they have two players of that caliber and still are so bad on that side of the ball? How is it possible?
Well, because Patrick Peterson, as you well know, was suspended for the first quarter of the year, and since he's come back, he's been rusty. He's given up plays. I mean, he's not, you know, I'm not here to disparage against Patrick Peterson. I think he's a good player, but he hasn't been playing like the good player he's been throughout his career. Chandler Jones is playing very well, but yet there's no complementary pieces on the defense. And as you well know, you can slide your protections towards one edge rusher and take care of him that way. And everyone else, if no one else can get home, you're not going to be very effective. So this is a Cardinals team. They needed a defense to play more dominant. They're not getting that done. They rank near the bottom of the league in a lot of major data points. And the Steelers should be able to take advantage of that.
Even with Duck Hodges and company, Solomon, you buy in what we're seeing from some of these guys, Benny Snell filling in for James Conner. It looks like Juju's going to miss another game, so James Washington stays in the spotlight. You got the Duck Hodges story. Is Solomon Wilcott starting to buy into this ragtag group of skill position players for the Steelers?
I'm be honest with you. I believe that coaching matters in the NFL. You know, a lot of teams have talent. In fact, the team that's been the most dominant in the National Football League over the last 20 years doesn't have nearly as much talent as most of the teams in the NFL, and that's the Patriots. But their coach gives them a tremendous advantage. I think Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in our league. He's yet to have a losing season since he's been in Pittsburgh, and in a season where he's without Ben, he's without Le'Veon Bell, he's without Antonio Brown, yet they sit here with a sixth seed if the playoffs were to begin today, and without Juju Smith as well. He gets his guys to play hard. I've been in the room when he speaks to his team. I've been around Mike Tomlin and knows what kind of command he has. And I think this proves it. You know, he's kind of covered up some of the problems that had existed in the past, and yet they still were successful. Some of those things have been removed. He's got a new problem, okay? Top-line players not being able to play, players being suspended, players being injured, players not available. And yet he wins with the players that he has. I'm going to tell you guys, that's uncommon because it doesn't happen around our league nearly enough. Jason Garrett is sitting over there with a ton of talent in Dallas, and yet he hasn't won as many games as the Steelers have right now. So I told you, coaching does matter.
Solomon, James Washington, we on this show kind of busted his chops a fair amount, called him Mr. August because he was a big preseason performer both last year and this year. Last year, bad season, his rookie year. This year, bad start to the season. But now he's picked it up lately, averaging 20 yards per reception over the last five games. As a guy that played defensive back, what did you usually see from players at that wide receiver position going from year one to year two that made them better? What are you seeing from Washington these last several games that's made him better?
First of all, I think if you check across the 100-year history of our league, particularly with the evolution of the passing game, you'll find that rookie receivers who explode onto the scene, that's more uncommon than it is common. Juju Smith-Schuster was really good his rookie season. But you didn't see Antonio Brown be this kind of guy as a rookie. You didn't see when Emmanuel Sanders was there, you didn't see him be this kind of guy, at least that Juju was as a rookie. It's really uncommon. So James Washington fits right in there. Maybe rookie year figuring it out, second year, by the middle of that second year, you should start to figure it out. And that's what you're seeing. Look, I'll give you the Patriots receivers. You saw it in the Sunday night game. Tom Brady was going crazy. The reason why is because he got a lot of young receivers that people don't understand. When you play in college, they tell you what route to run. You run that route because they don't play a lot of complex coverages at the college level. In our game, you have to sight adjust. In other words, you may be given a route to run, whatever the play call in the huddle, but you're going to have to adjust that route post-snap. After the ball is snapped, the coverage changes. And now you've got to change your route, and you better guess right because the quarterback's seeing one thing and you better see the same thing. If not, you run the wrong way and the ball sails high and it's going to be intercepted. That's why you saw Tom Brady being livid in that game because he couldn't get one young receiver to be on the same page as he. So the fact that James Washington, that the light is coming on now, this is more of what's expected. And I think anytime you have a young receiver who's playing at an elite level as a rookie, that's because they played in a pro-style system like at Alabama, like at LSU. But those systems are rare at the college level. Everyone's running spread, draw it up in the dirt type football at the college level. I'm just telling you the truth.
Solomon Wilcott, one of our favorite guests from Pro Football Focus. Solomon, you put the cheese in the mouse trap, and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to fall for it. You mentioned the difference coaching with the Steelers. Are you saying it's the opposite for those lovable losers up in Cleveland? If you put a competent coach there on the sidelines, are the Browns a much better team, Solomon?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I've been screaming since week two, week three, things that they need to be doing and that they're not doing and they're still not doing. I mean, this guy loves a spread formation, empty backfield set, and an offensive line that can't block. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, you're asking for the quarterback to get hit. And then you've got receivers who are undisciplined. They're doing things that it keeps showing up. Every time you turn around, it's showing up. So, listen, they've got talent. We know players like Odell Beckham Jr. have succeeded in this league. That's why he's getting paid the money he's getting paid. Jarvis Landry was setting records when he was on a lesser team in Miami. Okay, I can go right down the line. Yeah, they got good players. But this goes to show you, this is where coaching matters. You can take a whole bunch of guys who are good football players, put the same jersey on them. That don't make them a team. Just make them a bunch of good guys with jerseys on. They're wearing the same jerseys, but they don't play together. They don't work hard together. They don't have one another's back. That's where coaching matters. You got to get them to go out and play together, put your own individual goals on the table for the better part of winning first. Winning comes first. It supersedes individual goals. Good coaches, and you've had three good ones over the last 50 years in Pittsburgh. Every last one of those three guys know what that's about, and they had no problem getting great players to be able to play together and collect Hall of Fame jackets.
The wisdom of Solomon, compliments of Pro Football Focus. Whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair GM, make sure you go to pff.com to get premium stats and analysis. Use code RADIO to get 25% off your elite subscription today. Solomon, thank you so much. You're the best.
You guys are great. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.